That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plant withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, take my mind now and think through me. Take my heart and love through me. Take my lips and speak through me your words to teach and touch our hearts, that we may glorify you in our lives for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. The parable of the sower. Well, it's all about how one reacts to God's kingdom. But before we look into that parable, we need to take a very brief look at its context. It's the first of 7 parables in chapter 13, and they're all about different aspects of God's kingdom. The opening words are "that same day," which instantly begs the question, same day, same as what? And something clearly had happened earlier on. Well, Jesus had been seriously slandered by the Pharisees, who by now hated him, and then they demanded that he prove himself by doing a miraculous sign, which of course he refused and simply referred them to the sign of Jonah. Now, all of this had happened inside, apparently. Because when Jesus' mother and brothers came, they'd had to stand outside because the crowd was so great. And hence, in verse 1, that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake, and he taught. However, the crowd grew so that Jesus transferred himself to a boat and taught slightly offshore. Sat in it while the people stood on the shore. So the sound of Jesus' voice carried across the water so that everyone could hear. And that actually is also a Jewish tradition. The teacher sits and the people stand. Well, I'm going to look first at the parable as Jesus told it, and then we'll look at Jesus' explanation. So, a farmer went out to sow his seed. The seed was scattered over the ground by hand. Round his neck he'd have a tray or a bag or something with a seed in it, and he'd take a handful of seed and scatter it. It used to be, if you remember, years ago, it used to be the trademark of the Bible Society. Now, it was inevitable that some fell along the path. If you're doing that, you can't govern where it's going. So if he'd been sowing carefully, as a farmer would normally do, he would have made sure that very little fell on the path, that he would sort of scatter it in rows. But broadcasting it like that, it's inevitable that some is going to settle on the path. Now, the path was a highway. It was well trodden, had been for years and years and years, and was very hard indeed. And the seed just lay on it, and of course it was very visible, and the birds of the air, guess what, came and picked it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. Now, we're not talking about stony ground, we're talking about a thin layer of soil over a rocky ledge. And the seed sprang up quickly, said Jesus, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants scorched and withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. The thorns would have been brambles, and other natural weeds which grow from established root systems, or they're self-sown. and of course they grew more rapidly than the grain and eventually choked the young plants. I somehow think that most of us are familiar with that problem. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 100, 60 or 30 times what was sown. Which raises a question. 100 grains in one ear, whoever heard of 100? It averages between 30 and 40 on a good crop. Well, there is a kind of wheat grown in Egypt, was known in Egypt now, which presumably was grown in ancient Israel, and that has four heads, hence you can get 100 grains. And then Jesus ended this parable with the words, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And that applies to all of us, because what Jesus is really saying is, there's more to this than you think, much more. This is important. Ponder it and apply it. And so we come to Jesus' explanation. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and doesn't understand, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. So the seed is therefore the message of the kingdom. It's the word of God. And we can use those as synonyms because it is God's kingdom anyway. Jesus doesn't need to tell us who the farmer, the sower, is, because the sower actually is anyone who proclaims the word of God, whether it's the preacher or whether it's the person reading the lesson in church, whether it's a youth group leader or whether it's a Sunday school teacher or whether it's just a one-to-one, the person who's leading it is the sower. And the soil, Jesus says, it's the heart of the person hearing the message, not the organ inside which pumps the blood around our bodies, but he means our innermost being. And so this parable about what happens within us when we hear the message of the kingdom, my Jewish New Testament commentary simply states everyone falls into these four categories. And that's all it says. So we should be warned, because there's a 75% failure. All right, that's not strictly fair, but even so. So we come to the hard heart, the footpath. The evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. I do wonder if Jesus had in mind particularly the Pharisees with whom he'd argued that morning. They did not want to know. They were determined not to listen or to understand. They wanted to know nothing about what Jesus said. Sadly today, an awful lot of people are just like that. They actively reject Christianity. They claim that God doesn't exist, that the Bible is evil and should be banned. Would you believe, you might know this, but about 3 weeks ago, there were two people in the United Nations who demanded that the Bible be rewritten by artificial intelligence in order to bring the religions of the world together. Dread to think of the result. I remember a young mother with a small child aggressively shutting the door in my face when I'd called to offer a free video of the Jesus film. It was an evangelistic outreach in Wood Dawling some years ago. "How dare you call," she said. "Don't want to know." Shut the door, bang. And then the shallow heart. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he falls away. In my curate days, a family began coming to the church, and after a while, it's clear they'd stuck. They were there. And so it went on, and eventually, I should say that he, the husband, was cheerful and practical. I think he'd had a troubled life. She was a good wife and a mother, and they had two children, I think. And their faith grew. I prepared them for confirmation. And I remember the mother's eyes lighting up when the penny dropped. But after I left there, he ran into trouble again. He was unfaithful to his wife. He got a girl pregnant. They were divorced. It's sad because he started so well in faith, but it was shallow, and his faith clearly had come to mean nothing. Persecution was also mentioned by Jesus as another danger area. I so admire the people who are disowned by their families because of their faith in Jesus Christ, and those who face death because of their faith. Bless them. And then we have the distracted heart. Jesus said, "The one who received seed that fell among thorns was the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it and make it unfruitful." Now, long before I was ordained, a couple moved in opposite where we lived, and the wife became pregnant. And every Sunday during her pregnancy, the husband came to church. We were encouraged to see his faith growing, we thought. But once his healthy baby son had arrived, had been delivered, he stopped coming to church. Now, he'd heard the message. Clearly, he had heard the message. Otherwise, why come to church? But everything else was more important, and his faith was choked. Also, I remember a woman who was in the police force, who was also a Christian and was a leader of a Christian youth group, and she'd taught about Jesus, and she'd led worship. And because she was in the police, she was transferred into a child protection unit. So horrified was she by what she learned, what she'd seen that had happened to children, she lost her faith. And that's so sad. I pray that God will draw her back gently into a real personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, that the choking weeds will be removed. And then we have the accepting heart. Jesus said, "But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown." There's only one evidence of hearing and understanding God's word rightly, and that's bearing fruit, godly fruit. St. Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. To these we could add numerous others: repentance towards God, faith towards Jesus Christ, honesty and holiness of life and character, compassion, prayerfulness, humility, and so on and so on. Each of these is a proof that the seed of God's word is doing its work in your soul. But it all depends on our receiving God's word in the first place, because if we reject it, it doesn't bear thinking about. Amen.